Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, Hope Gospel Missions Conversations on a Bench starts this Thursday afternoon at 2 on the park bench outside Reboot Social on Barstow Street in downtown Eau Claire. We'll learn more coming up. Plus, we'll hear from area education leaders as FAFSA, the federal education form, has been simplified quite a bit. And they encourage anybody thinking about going to college to find out if you qualify for federal financial aid. Plus, Jacob's Well Church in Eau Claire with an event coming up this Saturday titled Confident Christianity. We'll hear from lead pastor Paul Berthume. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. For starters, Hope Gospel Mission is joining other Christ-centered ministries across North America this Thursday for Conversations on a Bench. It's a 24-hour live stream event designed to start conversations about the crisis of homelessness. This isn't just a project, it's a kingdom movement. You can join the live stream 2 o'clock Central Time this Thursday afternoon until 2 on Friday to witness real, honest conversations about homelessness, addiction, mental health, and other challenges in our community. Because Hope Gospel says when God's people show up with open hearts, healing and transformation begin. Brett Gaboy is Community Relations Director with Hope Gospel Mission. He tells WQOW-TV.
The goal of the event is to bring awareness to the issue, bring people together who want to help solve the problem. There is a lot going on in the community. Not everybody knows. We're working on how Hope Gospel Mission can be more involved.
Again, what questions do you have about the people experiencing homelessness or what Hope Gospel Mission is doing to respond? In truth, they're doing more than ever, and hopefully we'll all learn together this Thursday into Friday. 24 hours, one bench, countless conversations. What do you want to know about homelessness? Their own executive director, Sandy Polzine, she is going to be the one on the bench for those 24 hours. Meanwhile, area education leaders held a news conference Tuesday at Eau Claire Memorial High School in Eau Claire to talk about FAFSA, urging students interested in enrolling in college next fall in 2026 to fill out the free FAFSA form to learn if they qualify for federal financial aid. The leaders say that filling out the FAFSA form is required for federal aid and can also unlock other financial assistance offered by the Universities of Wisconsin. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says filling out your FAFSA is easier than ever this year. He says this was the goal a year ago, but he says there were some hitches in the giddy up.
Once they got that resolved, the process went very smoothly, but it was delayed. I don't think there's any question. This year, in fact, it is open already. It opened a couple of days ago, so that it is ready now ahead of the October 1st opening date, which has historically been the case. And as I think you heard, it is simpler, it is fewer questions, and it takes, it's estimated to take 30 minutes or so to complete. And so we think that process is much smoother, and the good thing about it this time is that we hope to get the information to our financial aid specialists at the university sooner so they can start putting packages together, because I think they had the challenge last year with a lot of information coming at the last minute to try to put those packages together. It is hopefully a more rational approach this year in terms of timing, so that they can have the opportunity to sit down with each individual prospective student and say, this is what is available to you. Because I think the really interesting thing is that you will have students who said, I thought this was going to be too expensive, but when they get into it, they see what is available. And that is absolutely critical to their making a decision. So they're not relying on what they think the facts may be. They actually get the actual information and say, this is what we can do for you to help you to achieve your goals.
Rothman says,
at the Universities of Wisconsin, we are proud to help students unlock educational opportunities all across the state of Wisconsin. And we want to ensure that any student who has the ability, the desire, and the passion to take advantage of those opportunities, that they are able to do so. And that's really why we are here today, because we know that financial assistance is critical to helping some students make the decision to attend higher education.
Rothman says,
we want to encourage as many of the high school students out there today as possible to fill out the FAFSA form as a key step enrolling in one of our 13 universities across the state. The FAFSA form is available now. It is now live, and it is ready to be completed. So we encourage students and parents who plan to enroll in the UWs or any other college or tech college in fall of 2026 to go right now to studentaid.gov to learn how they can access a student financial aid. Students and parents can also learn more about federal financial aid on our website at wisconsin.edu.
Speaking candidly, Rothman says,
oftentimes students feel that higher education is too expensive for them. I encourage them to fill out this form. This starts the process because I think they will find out that oftentimes it is available for them. They can do this and have the opportunity to higher education.
Also in attendance at Tuesday's news conference at Eau Claire Memorial High School, UW-Eau Claire Interim Chancellor Mike Carney.
One of the foundational goals in UW-Eau Claire's Vision 2030 plan is to create multiple doorways to our university for students from a variety of backgrounds. As we create new doorways, the key to unlocking those doorways for many students can be found in federal financial aid. Financial aid is critical to tens of thousands of students in Wisconsin. Many of those students would not even consider attempting to earn a four-year degree without the all-important financial support that is available through federal financial aid.
Carney says,
federal financial aid can take many forms, from scholarships to grants to work-study programs and student loans. Federal financial aid opens doors and doorways for students who might not otherwise have the opportunity to further their education after high school. Taking time to fill out the FAFSA may seem intimidating to many and a waste of time to others. I like to remind students that any time invested in filling out the FAFSA is time well spent. For example, if you spend an hour filling out the FAFSA, and after you file the application, you learn you are eligible for a $5,000 scholarship or grant or loan, I would suggest your investment in time was well worth it.
According to Carney,
we typically have about 7,000 of our students applying for financial aid every year, which means about 75% of our UW-Eau Claire students are taking the time to fill out the FAFSA to determine what financial support may be available to them. I want to reiterate and echo President Rothman's comments that filling out the FAFSA form is worth the time invested. Last year, we, just in Pell Grants alone, we invested and disbursed about $12 million to more than 2,200 UW-Eau Claire students. Those students would not have received that money without filling out the FAFSA form.
Eau Claire School Superintendent Mike Johnson says,
the Eau Claire Area School District helps students prepare for higher education in many ways. Our counseling staff, even at the middle school level, is involved earlier to gauge students' interests and plans for the future. At the high school level, when students register for courses, counselors and other trusted staff members work collaboratively with families to learn about post-secondary pathways that interest them. The role of our school counselors in helping students and parents navigate FAFSA involves collaborating in our district with the DPI in many cases, as the financial aid process can be complex. We're very fortunate to have DPI's assistance here in Eau Claire. With the FAFSA making changes from year to year, the cooperation of both school districts and the DPI is critical to our students receiving the maximum funding available from state and federal resources. We're very proud of that relationship.
Johnson also shared this announcement.
There is a financial aid presentation from UW Stout staff Monday, October 13th from 6 to 7 p.m. at North High School for Eau Claire Area School District 11th and 12th graders and families.
And also taking part in the FAFSA news conference this week at Eau Claire Memorial, Chippewa Falls School Superintendent Jeff Holmes.
At Chippewa Falls Area Unified School District, our mega results states that all students will graduate prepared with the knowledge, skills, attitudes, and behaviors necessary to achieve their personal goals and make a positive impact on the world. For many of our students, completing the FAFSA is the critical bridge between those personal goals and making them a reality. In our district, we've made FAFSA completion a priority by embedding it directly into the senior year experience. Our counselors don't just mention the FAFSA, they provide hands-on assistance during the school day. Our counselor, we also host a financial aid event to help our families navigate the process of securing financial assistance for our college-bound students. And recognizing that several of our families speak languages other than English, we also ensure that complexity and language barriers don't prevent any students from accessing federal financial aid. We've worked hard to create a culture for our college-bound students where FAFSA completion is an expected step, not an optional one.
Holmes says,
our message to students and families is clear. College affordability should not determine college accessibility. This message is especially important when we consider that Wisconsin students left over $50 million in federal Pell Grants unclaimed in 2021, which is money that doesn't need to be repaid. The national picture for 2024 shows the class of 2024 left $4.4 billion to unclaimed Pell Grants nationally, an increase of $400 million from the class of 2023, potentially suggesting the problem has likely grown in Wisconsin as well. The good news for our students is that this year's FAFSA process is significantly improved. With a current 95% user satisfaction rate in a simplified form, reduced from over 100 questions to about 36 for most families, we're seeing less frustration and more successful submissions. Understand, our district tracks completion rates by student to ensure no one falls through the cracks.
Holmes says families need to know.
Students who file the FAFSA in the first 3 months receive twice as much grant aid on average as those who file late. Even families who think they won't qualify should apply. Many are surprised by their eligibility. The FAFSA is always free to complete and never requires payment to any service. We encourage all Wisconsin families with high school seniors thinking about or planning for college to complete the FAFSA by at least March 1st to maximize their aid opportunities. Regardless, contact your school's counseling office if you need assistance, because a family's financial situation should not dictate their child's educational destination. Every FAFSA completed represents a door open to opportunity. When we prepare students to make a positive impact in the world, we must ensure that financial barriers don't limit their potential. Together, we can make college accessible for every Wisconsin student who dreams of continuing their education.
And finally, Jay Rothman, president of the Universities of Wisconsin, says they've been pleased with the increasing enrollment numbers they've seen across the universities the past couple of years.
This past year, we held basically steady in this fall, at least that's what the preliminary projections show. And given the headwinds that we've been facing, particularly around international students, you know, we're very pleased by that. But I think the question is the unlimited opportunities that higher education can provide students. And you think about where we are going as a world in terms of more technology driven, and the job that you do today may not be, and will, in all likelihood will not be, the job you're doing in 5 and 10 years, given artificial intelligence and other technological developments. I think one of the things our universities, including the great university here in Eau Claire, does is it prepares students to be resilient, adaptable, and have those durable skills like critical thinking, collaboration, teamwork, ability to discern fact from fiction that are absolutely essential to be successful in various careers. And that's really what we're trying to educate our students about. That's why we think it is well worth it. The economics clearly are there, and I think they will continue to be as the world evolves, I think more rapidly than it has in the past. But those educational attributes, those durable skills that students get out of universities will be valued not only today, but well into the future.
Again, learn more at studentaid.gov. That's studentaid.gov. But as was implied, the sooner you apply, the better your chances and the more money you could be eligible for. And finally, Jacob's Well Church this Saturday is offering the Confident Christianity Conference. It's a one-day event with Greg Kokel from Stand to Reason, something he founded in 1993 and serves as president for more than 30 years. He's been advocating for Christianity worth thinking about, speaking on over 90 university campuses in the U.S. and abroad, and hosting his own national call-in radio show. Registration is Saturday at 8 at Jacob's Well, with the conference running from 8:30 to 4. $10 fee includes lunch. No requirement to stay all day. Space is limited, so you're encouraged to sign up at jacobswellchurch.church. That's jacobswellchurch.church. On Saturday, I caught up with Jacob's Well lead pastor, Paul Berthume.
Yeah, we're very excited to have it, Mark. Just in this age where we're trying to talk to each other, trying to have conversations as Christians, trying to stay calm, being a non-anxious presence, putting Jesus and Christ in the middle of everything, to have some tools to engage in conversations, to know how to answer some of the core questions people have, problem of evil, is the Bible reliable, is there historicity in Christianity, does it really make sense to have a worldview where you don't have some kind of belief in the supernatural? These core questions, we're going to give you some tools, we're going to give you some answers that might bolster your own faith and give you confidence to just enter into healthy dialogue.
I mean, taking a day, people are busy on Saturdays, but even as they're hearing this on a Sunday night, looking ahead to next Saturday, I mean, really, as I looked at it, like six different sessions going to be, try to check this out, bring your kids, and, learn and grow and have a good time.
Well, and even if you can't make it for the Saturday sessions, Grace will be speaking in all our services, our Saturday night and our two Sunday morning services, on moral relativism and whether or not we believe in truth and how can you believe in that and believe in truth spoken in love and truth with humility and just a healthier approach to either one of the extreme positions. Truth as a club or truth doesn't exist. And so I think it's going to be a very powerful weekend. We're very excited. Very honored to have such a well-known, gifted communicator and apologist coming.
And people can go online and register, I imagine, just at the door.
Jacob12church.church. Find all things there for all the information, and you can register at the door as well.
Jacob's Well, Senior Pastor Paul Berthume, closing us out. Again, that Confident Christianity Conference this Saturday at 8:30 to 4. $10 is all it costs. It includes lunch. Greg Kokel, it'll be well worth it. Check it out. You can register jacobswellchurch.church, jacobswellchurch.church. You can even register at the door. Well, I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.